This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas's 1st Congressional District joined with 9 other members of the House today to announce the formation of the Cuba Working Group. The bipartisan coalition is seeking greater U.S. engagement with the communist island nation. I spoke earlier today with Crawford about the goal of the group.
Well, I think this is going to help us address Cuba trade in a productive way, involving the bipartisan approach to try and get as many people as we can on board with this. But we're just taking some initial steps. I would add some cautious steps to an incremental change to our current Cuba policy. And what we want to do is start looking at some changes that would be beneficial to the United States and introduce the Cuban people to some American products. It's not necessarily about trying to implement a wholesale repeal of the embargo, but it's a first step toward that over time. And we know that the Cuban people, I think, would certainly benefit from, first off, U.S. rice and U.S. poultry. They are big consumers of rice and chicken. They import about 400,000 tons of rice every year. In total, about 80% of the food that they consume in Cuba is imported. So we're talking about a $2 billion a year market in that, just in ag exports, that we could capitalize on. We've got to find that sweet spot. We certainly don't want to trade with or deal with elements of the regime. Historically, Alimport has been the import agency for agricultural commodities in Cuba. There are 3 or 4 other agencies that handle other imported products, but Alimport is the agency in Cuba that is state-owned and part of the Castro regime. What our approach is about is trying to identify those private entities within Cuba, have U.S. regulators certify them as privately owned and not part of the regime, and then do business with them. The impediment that we have right now is that we have a cash and carry requirement. That is to say, we can't arrange any kind of financing to help us move agricultural commodities into Cuba. So what we want to do is lift that cash and carry ban and target our commodity trading to non-state-owned, privately held entities.
Right. And Governor Hutchinson, during his or after his recent trip down to Cuba, along with a big delegation of business leaders, that was his request that Congress work to change the rules regarding credit. So is this part of the effort from the governor?
Well, it absolutely is. I think Arkansas can take a lead role in this at the state level, and certainly as a representative of the 1st District, which stands to benefit from this. The 1st District of Arkansas produces about 50% of the U.S. rice crop, and so we are certainly stand to be beneficiaries of a revised trade protocol with Cuba. The governor recognizes that. We're planning on, trying to work together on this. You know, it's going to require all of us working at every level to try and accomplish this deal. And he and I have a great relationship, and we are working toward that goal.
There are several members of Congress who are Cuban Americans who, in the recent years, have opposed any kind of relaxation of measures. Is there any opposition to this that you expect?
Oh, absolutely. I think we do have some very, I have a very, good understanding of the sensitivities of those folks who have a history and a firsthand knowledge and experience of the oppressive regime in Cuba. And we have some members in the House and in the Senate who are, maybe only a generation removed from having fled that oppressive regime. So they are very sensitive to that, which is why our approach is not geared toward empowering the Castro regime. In fact, it's right the opposite. We're trying to seek out those private entities that can actually serve the Cuban people. We recognize and respect the sensitivities of those folks, particularly in South Florida, who do have fresh memories of just what the Castro regime stands for. We are not trying to deal with the Castro regime, and that's the whole point of our bill and the approach that we're taking.
Congressman Rick Crawford of Arkansas's 1st District, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
This is KUAR.